This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week are Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Malia, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Fantastic. And we've got a big show coming up. Just a couple of things to keep in mind. Of course, the telephone number for Kloss Financial is 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online at KlaassFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Also, don't forget, pay attention to this week's program as you do each and every week. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll talk a little bit about how that is won later on, but we will do that in the last segment of the program. And I always say pay close attention to the program because oftentimes the answer to the Kloss Quiz question of the week comes up during the show. Let's start off real quickly talking a little bit about kind of a rundown of what we're currently seeing trending in the markets. And I think this is something that's on everybody's mind, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was looking at Yahoo Finance this morning and you know, up came this notification that the markets are selling off again this morning, down another 200 or 300 points on the Dow, which, you know, bottom line of what's trending in the marketplace is that the markets are going down currently. They're down anywhere from 13% to 18% from their peak back in July or August of last year, which is significant, again, for people near or in retirement, which are generally people that we interact with a lot. That's a big number, and it scares them. But all we can say is a couple things. This is why, number one, diversification matters, so that you're not just owning one asset class or one index. And secondarily, stay the course. This is investing, right? Investing has risk. If we weren't willing to take on some component of risk, then we would only be getting, you know, half of 1% at the bank. So certainly the beauty of bank accounts is that you don't have any principal risk. But in the overall marketplace, you do have some risk. So the last thing we like to see people do is once it's lost, then suddenly decide that they can't tolerate that risk. That is generally a bad idea, and we would not suggest it. So anyways, I think Sean is on the phone here with somebody.
we get a variety of different questions, and I had a long question there about traffic. But if you have any questions about...
CJ, you checked that question.
I have no knowledge.
Yeah.
He stumped me on that question.
He did. He absolutely stumped you on that. But don't forget, if you do have a question for CJ and Malia, one of the cool things about this program is week in and week out, it's a great opportunity. Been thinking about retirement, and you've been thinking about, am I prepared, or things come up, and as we're talking today about the markets, and of course they are always changing, sometimes you get some questions. It's nice to get some reassurance or get those questions answered. It is a great opportunity to do so right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. So as we've been talking a little bit about those markets, and you mentioned Market Pulse and some other things that people can subscribe to, let's talk about things that you know, when it comes to the markets, we can't really change, right? I can't force the markets to change in any way. What things can we handle? What things can we take control and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be proactive this way?
Now, CJ, did we actually tell them how to subscribe?
No, go ahead, Malia. Go ahead.
Okay. So for all our listeners, Sean knows this stuff so well, he thinks we've already done it. But we do like to educate the listeners out there, and sometimes you can't catch everything we talk about every week. But something you can do is go to our website, klaassfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and actually subscribe through our website, what we call the Market Pulse. And especially right now with all the news out there, even for us to synthesize it on a daily basis is a lot. But for our listeners as well, what we try to do is kind of encapsulate it once a week, kind of giving you a rundown of what we're seeing in the markets, the trends, and so forth. So please take a moment to do that, and hopefully that'll enlighten you as to some statistical facts, not just what opinions are out there. And you bring up a good point, Sean. What can our listeners change for their own portfolios? And again, with Money in Motion, what we're trying to do is talk about evaluating what your future retirement might look like. And we don't want to just do this once every 10 years. A lot changes every single year in your own lives. So we want to sit down with people and say, what items can you put in place today to ensure that you're going to be fine in retirement, meaning what should your savings level really be? How much should you be putting in your retirement accounts? You know, and during these times when things are as volatile as they seem, we really take a close look at how is your house in order? What level of debt are you carrying? Because we'd like to make sure you're ideally paying down all your debt, not accumulating debt, and at the same time putting away as much as is allowable into your retirement plans.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss, both of Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. They're talking about things going on very currently. Dave has a question about the Fed. Dave, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia.
So, CJ, Malia, you'll know a lot more of what I'm asking about. And I'm only able to ask it peripherally because I did not see the specific quote, but the head of the Fed yesterday morning or maybe the night before had made a fairly substantial statement about not raising interest rates at a federal level.
Yep.
And I would have immediately expected to see some stability and maybe even some uptick in the market due to that.
Yeah.
And did not actually see that. Maybe I was expecting too much. But can you explain the comment and the potential impact and why we may or may not have seen the correct movement in the market that we might have expected?
Yeah, great question, Dave. Very insightful question. So Janet Yellen came out and said two things. She said, we're not going to reverse our slow interest rate rise, but we are going to slow down the pace at which we were thinking we would raise rates because they did a raise late last year. And by the way, the raise went from 0 to 0.25%.
Right.
It was basically nothing. And by the way, what the Fed is trying to do is get gunpowder in their pocket, meaning have a tool if the market does go through another correction to actually help to stop it. When you have nowhere to go, you have no tool to stop the next decline. So it's not only, because really there is no inflation. So the notion of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates right now, there is no sense in that. So them saying, hey, we're not going to raise rates is exactly what you're saying. They're trying to calm the markets. The markets didn't do that because there's this whole hysteria right now around energy in China. If you ask me, I think this is just hysteria. That's all it is. It's not some long protracted correction. It's just fear-based selling of the markets. So to answer your question directly, Dave, I completely concur. There should have been a calming of the overall markets by her saying that. It didn't exactly happen because I would say we're in bear market territory and fear-based selling right now. But I think that will subside over the coming months. Again, markets tend to go up on an escalator, down on an elevator. It's just the nature of human beings. But I think it'll level out here in the next couple months.
Thanks much.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you for the call. That frees open a line for you. You've been trying to get through our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com is the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have a question for them, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, are 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget also you can find Kloss Financial online, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter and get up-to-date information about the markets. Again, just go to KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Joined this week by CJ and Malia, both from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have a question for them, love to answer it for you. 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As a matter of fact, Don took the time to call. Don, you're on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question kind of ties in with the last call that dealt with the Fed.
Yep.
And it made me think Bernie Sanders has as one of his strong campaign tenets that Wall Street and the system is rigged against the common person. And he's really, you know, pretty upfront about that. And I was just curious, what's your opinion on that?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm gonna try to tame down my opinion on it. You know, when people say Wall Street versus Main Street, I hope everybody understands that Wall Street in general, if you've ever been there, is the floor of the exchange. It's just basically where stocks are traded. So this notion of Wall Street is for or against us, really, they're not for or against you, period. They're just trading stocks. Wall Street is where publicly traded U.S. and international corporations trade their stocks. And so it's not this whole thing of for or against you. Now, with that being said, Bernie Sanders, I mean, he's trying to build a campaign basically on this notion of, again, the game is rigged against the common man. I will say, I think there's some aspects of Wall Street that certainly need to continually be reviewed, such as like tax breaks for big hedge funds, such as just overall the running of the and the operations of the firms and how bonuses are paid. I'm all for looking at those things. But this notion of the game is rigged against you, I mean, let's call it what it is. This is class warfare, right? We're trying to create some sort of level of warfare between the common man and somebody who's an executive. And obviously, you can probably tell I'm not a big fan of that. I think we should be trying to unite, not divide people.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And I guess I just thought it was important for that to get out there because so many people seem to be getting emotionally connected to that. And I thought it was, you know, just need to hear the facts.
Right. Well,
thank
you
much.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Thank you for calling. And speaking, by the way, of, you know, we always call, people often call political season the silly season. Another time of year when things get chaotic and crazy is this time of year is, of course, with taxes and another silly time, which is, of course, time to start looking over things and finding ways to, you know, you pay what you owe, but you don't want to pay more. And there are things that you can do to plan to pay less in taxes each year, aren't there?
Yeah, and, you know, a good point of this is sometimes people don't even think about their taxes till we get into this quarter of the year, whereas we'd really like to be planning for it 365 days, maybe not talking about it, but at least planning for it with our clients. So right now is a good time to, as everyone's thinking about it, is what can they be doing this year to plan for next year. And we talk about the fact we'd like to avoid taxes when possible. So we're not talking about tax evasion, but tax avoidance if possible. And that's a pretty important part of our planning. And a lot of that has to do with what we're putting away into our retirement accounts to bring down the top line. Obviously, some people have options of health savings accounts. It's another area that can help bring down the top line. And if the income currently is not such that's putting you into a higher tax bracket, which we'll talk about in just a second, perhaps this is the right time to be looking at putting the money away into Roth IRAs or 401ks. As most of our listeners know, anytime we talk about a traditional retirement plan, a 401k, 403b, something along those lines, we're usually thinking of pre-tax monies going into those plans. But many, many corporate plans today have a 401k or 403b option of a Roth, and that money is coming in after tax. And the great thing about monies that are collected in those funds, as they come out, they will come out tax-free. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing for our listeners to be thinking about. Where are they at currently, and where do they want to be in the future? So again, it's not something we just look at once a year or once every few years when we're thinking about our investment planning. But well, we're bringing up the idea of tax brackets today. Maybe, CJ, you can synthesize quickly what the tax brackets are these days.
Yeah, so to Malia's point, she talked about removing dollars from the top line of your income. And that really gets into, do you understand how taxes are assessed? A lot of people do not. So if those listeners out there can visualize with me right now, every dollar that you earn at the beginning of the year between zero and, I don't remember what the number is, $10,000 or $15,000.
$9,275.
Is taxed at one rate. Then the next amount of money is taxed at another rate, and then the next amount of money at another rate. Every single year, you start that process back over. So when somebody says to you, oh, I don't want to earn another, you know, $1,000 this year because it'll make all of my money taxed at a higher rate, that is not true. They don't understand how taxes work. They're bracketed. So that extra dollar that goes into the next bracket, only that extra $1,000 would be taxed at the higher rate. So here's why it's important to understand that. If you can kind of visualize this, that stacking effect. When Malia says remove money from the top line of your taxes and put it into your pre-tax retirement account, the question is, all right, if my taxes and income are stacked, when I make a contribution, what section is it coming from? Right? I'm removing it from the taxable piece and putting it into a pre-tax account. What section is it removed from? Well, to Malia's point, the top line. So even though your effective rate might be, I don't know, 18%, meaning the blending of all of your income is at 18%, when you make that contribution, you could be saving 25 or 30% on that one contribution, just due to, again, the fact that you're actually removing it from the top. So I'm probably getting too complex. I'm sure people are going, I can't visualize what he's saying at all. But if you have questions on it, you can call the office.
But, so the point being, the marginal tax rates currently, there's seven brackets, or yeah. I should understand that. There's everything from 10%, 15%, on up to 39.6%. And those tax brackets, as CJ said, it's important to understand where you kind of track with those. It's something you can talk to your investment advisor about.
I was kind of envisioning a staircase, and each amount of money you stack on the stair. Once it gets to the top, you move up to the next stair, up to the next bracket.
A stair with seven steps. I like that.
Exactly.
How exciting that sounds.
Because I can't get the vision of stacks of cash on a staircase out of my mind. She's Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com. KlossFinancial.com. There's a lot of great information there. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can subscribe to their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. All you got to do is put your email in there to subscribe. Again, that's at KlossFinancial.com. KLAASfinancial.com. You also pick a phone, give a call at the office, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we will have our Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit more about ways and the brackets are out there, that are out there as far as your filing status. And we'll also talk a little bit about Roth 401ks versus that traditional 401k. We'll do all of that and take your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Let's go to Still Got Time for your call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this week, very timely, started off talking a little bit about the markets, what's been going on there, things you can control, some great information as well about keeping up to date with things, which is, of course, going to KlossFinancial.com and signing up for the Market Pulse newsletter. Very, very easy to do. Just enter your email address there. Also talking about with tax season and some things you need to keep in mind. And one of the questions that I think a lot of people ask of you guys, and I have this, I think, a lot as well, which is the are you better off putting more into the Roth 401k or that traditional 401k when it comes to tax benefits? What are we looking at as far as a better option? Or is there a better option?
Yeah, great question. It really depends upon your total income and your time to retirement and your belief around where taxes will go in the future. So unfortunately, I can't give a decisive response to that. Now, I do have people say to me, what do you mean, CJ? Roth 401ks grow tax-free, whereas traditional 401ks grow on a taxable basis. That seems like a no-brainer to me. I'll take the tax-free option. Well, it's not that simple. I don't want to go through all the math on it, but bottom line is you need to actually be considering both. And you need to figure out, based on your income, your objectives, and again, your expectations of the future, what should you be doing yourself? You know, one other thing quickly here, as we're kind of getting towards the end of this segment, I just wanted to address, there have been a lot of people who are part of Oscar Mayer. So as everybody knows, Kraft Heinz is closing down their Oscar Mayer plant here in Madison, Wisconsin. And We've been working with a lot of those people, and so I just kind of wanted to say on the air, if you have questions about your pension, if you should take a lump sum or take a monthly annuity out of it, or what to do with your 401k plan, I know there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. So by all means, doesn't mean you have to work with us, by the way. You can just come in, get a no-cost analysis, review those options, and I feel for the people, the families that are affected by that plant shutdown. So.
And one of the things, too, is, as you've mentioned, since you guys are local, you're right up the road here from the state, you do see a lot of people, so you guys do have experience with those individuals that have worked there and are kind of facing these, and they have these questions about what do I do and how do I do it, and that's always nice. And as you also point out, CJ, there is no cost for that initial consultation, that initial sit down. If you want to schedule an appointment with Claus Financial, they would love to talk with you. Their phone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to the telephone number because just a moment. We will have our Claus quiz question of the week. This week, we've got a $25 gift card for Home Depot. We'll explain how to win that. Don't forget also the website, ClausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. There's a lot of information there as well. You can learn a lot about Claus Financial. Down on the bottom, there is a place to subscribe for their weekly newsletter, the Weekly Market Pulse. Just type in your email address. You can subscribe there. It's a very, very easy thing to do. All you got to do is get to ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial offices at 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2016, how many tax brackets does the IRS provide for us? The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Don't forget the website as well, ClausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ Malia, it's been great as always. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.